Back now to our discussion of the WikiLeaks diplomatic cables, and they show deep concern by high-ranking officials over whether Pakistan's nuclear fuel stockpiles are adequately secured. The BBC talked this morning to Pakistan's High Commissioner to the UK, Wajid Hassan, and Hassan told the BBC that Pakistan says Western nuclear fears are misplaced. BBC's Lawrence Pollard asked Wajid what he made of the latest leaked documents from WikiLeaks.
Well, again, I have not seen the full report, so I can't, I'm not in a position to comment on it, but I can comment on the portions that relate to Pakistan, and I can very vociferously condemn them, and, you know, I consider them as a bit to sow cease discord between Pakistan and Saudi Arabia. That has been.
And do you think that that is actually what the effect will be? You're speaking of sowing discord in Pakistan.
It's not going to have any effect on our relationship, because our relationship cannot be broken by such WikiLeaks or anything else. It's much more solid and much more based on foundations of brotherhood and mutual consideration and mutual interest. In the same way, there's a mention about Americans trying to seize our nuclear assets. That's also nonsense. We are an independent nation. We have got a full control and command system in order, which protects our nuclear assets. Plus, the Americans do not have claim on that, because Americans sold it and we bought it, and we are the owners of it.
The intensity of the fears that America, Russia and Britain have expressed, particularly about the nuclear issue, are these fears that they share with you ever?
Well, these fears are off and on expressed, but we have always been telling them straightforward that they are in secured hands, they don't have to worry about it, and we will protect them, and we will not allow them to fall into any adventurous hands. So I think they're all satisfied. They do sometimes off and on, based on WikiLeaks and such other adventurous organizations, institutions, keep on talking about it. But the fact is that we have maintained our nuclear program completely secured. So that is what has convinced Washington. Our other friends who had been worried, had expressed worry about it.
No, well, sure, I mean, that's good to hear, but there is one thing that emerges, particularly on this nuclear issue, that apparently, so it's alleged, and I'm interested to ask whether you know that this is the case or not, a British security team went and advised Pakistan on the maintenance of security at its nuclear sites. That's what's being reported from the leaks. Is that actually accurate?
No, I tell you, there's nothing of the sort, because we are capable of protecting. We made it ourselves. We are protecting or protecting our nuclear arsenal.
So you're saying that the reports on WikiLeaks that you've taken advice are actually false?
No. Let me tell you something. Let me add. Besides, you know, the nuclear thing, we have nothing to do. No foreign power, no foreign-friendly country is involved in giving us advice on how to do it. Unless they want to give us it on that paper.
I mean, the other point, Ambassador, High Commissioner, is that you would want to say that, because otherwise it would cause political trouble in Pakistan if foreign powers were seen to be interfering with your nuclear deterrence.
Exactly. We would not allow that. That is an infringement on our sovereignty. That won't allow.
Okay.
But I must tell you that we have got Britain and Pakistan have a good relationship as far as counterterrorism is concerned. Our counter-terrorist organizations regularly meet, communicate with each other, and help each other.
Okay, so
but
it sounds...
It has nothing to do with nuclear program.
It's the BBC's Lawrence Pollard taking it to Pakistan's High Commissioner for the UK, Wajid Hassan.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.